John Adams, our nation's second president, once famously said, "Facts are stubborn things." Right now, Republicans and Democrats are trading allegations over corruption, abuse of power, and foreign election meddling. You could say our job as journalists is to present both sides, and we do. But if one person says it's rainy and somebody else says it's sunny, it's our job to look out the window. And right now, the Republican Party is putting forth several allegations without evidence to back them up. Take Devin Nunes, ranking Republican member on the House Intelligence Committee, speaking this morning about his Democratic colleagues at the impeachment inquiry.
They are blind to the blaring signs of corruption surrounding Hunter Biden's well-paid position on the board of a corrupt Ukrainian company while his father served as vice president and point man for Ukraine issues in the Obama administration.
Nina Jankowicz has the interesting title of Disinformation Fellow at the Wilson Center in Washington. So, Nina, let's focus on this one story about the Bidens in Ukraine. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, he had a paid position on the board of Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Vice President Joe Biden did help push for the dismissal of the Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin in 2015. Those are the facts. So explain for us what the GOP actually alleges to be the wrongdoing by the Bidens in Ukraine.
Well, the Republicans are alleging that Vice President Biden lobbied for the firing of Viktor Shokin in order to protect his son from prosecution. But in reality, as we heard the Democratic counsel lay out today during the impeachment hearing with Marie Yovanovitch, this firing of Viktor Shokin actually made Hunter Biden and all of Burisma more likely to be prosecuted, not less.
And what evidence is there to support the allegation of wrongdoing by the Bidens in Ukraine?
As far as I am aware, unless the Republicans have uncovered something new recently, there is no evidence of that wrongdoing. There seems to have been a firewall between Hunter Biden and his father, who had, as you said, been the point person on Ukraine. And actually, as someone who advised the Ukrainian government under the auspices of a Fulbright fellowship at the end of the Obama administration, I can tell you that he was seen, this is Joe Biden, the vice president, was seen as, you know, a shining star, a real advocate for anti-corruption reform in Ukraine, an advocate for Ukraine's democratic future. He wasn't seen as someone who was bullying the president or anyone else in the Ukrainian administration to do corrupt things. It was the opposite.
Of course, the whole Biden-Ukraine issue was brought up by President Trump in that now famous phone call with his Ukrainian counterpart on July 25th. Is there any chance that evidence could yet be uncovered?
I don't think that there will be any evidence uncovered about this alleged corruption because, as far as we know, it didn't exist. The anti-corruption protesters and activists in Ukraine were also lobbying for Viktor Shokin, that prosecutor general, to be removed from office. He was a corrupt figure who was stalling anti-corruption reform in Ukraine. And this is a conspiracy theory in order to get dirt on the Bidens in a very politically charged atmosphere at the expense of Ukraine.
So there you are, Nina, at the Wilson Center as the disinformation fellow. You called this a conspiracy theory. Why do you see it as a conspiracy theory? What defines that?
Well, you know, this is something that a bunch of people are working together to push false information in order to dupe the American public into thinking that a major politician is guilty of some sort of wrongdoing. And of course, this all rolls into some other theories and narratives about Ukraine, that Ukraine colluded with the Democrats in order to throw the 2016 election for Trump. There's no evidence of that. And it seems that Rudy Giuliani and several Ukrainians have been involved in pushing those conspiracy theories.
It's not just Rudy Giuliani, though. I mean, the Biden-Ukraine story just keeps getting wheeled out. It's getting a lot of exposure and repeated. Why?
It fits in this convenient narrative that Russia is not to be blamed for the interference in the 2016 election that may have contributed to Donald Trump's election, that it's the Democrats and Ukraine to blame. And actually, who is the ultimate beneficiary of all of these narratives? It's the Kremlin.
What is the chain of custody of the Biden-Ukraine story? Where did it start? Who picked it up? And how did it get circulated?
Well, it seems that there are several Ukrainians who planted this story in the media. One of them is another prosecutor general. There are many in this story, Yuri Lutsenko, who kind of had a bone to pick with Ambassador Yovanovitch. She had been a tough critic of his, a tough critic of his lack of work on anti-corruption reform. And I think he saw her and the potential election of Zelensky as an impediment to his future in government. So he was trying to shore up his alliances as the new administration was coming into power. And by planting this narrative against the ambassador about the Bidens, it was a sure way to get Trump administration officials on his side.
Nina Jankowicz, the disinformation fellow at the Wilson Center in Washington, thank you very much for this.
Thanks for having me, Marco.